With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Crews are continuing to fight a 13-square-mile grass fire north of Manhattan that's threatening about 50 homes. The fire in the Horseshoe Hills was reported about noon yesterday. Officials say it was human-caused and is under investigation. Gallatin County Fire Marshal Kerry O'Connell says firefighting conditions today are much better than yesterday's high winds. She says four state helicopters have been dropping water on the fire today, and a bulldozer line has been established on its northern flank.
We're strengthening that by burning any unburned fuels between the dozer line and the fire itself.
O'Connell says crews have been able to enhance protection for homes in the area. There's no measure of containment on the fire at this point, but O'Connell expects to have one later this evening. A retired high school teacher from Glendive is reportedly hiding from the law on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, caught in a legal limbo between state and tribal courts as she tries to gain custody of her grandsons. A judge placed the children with their father in Minnesota last year, despite concerns from Patsy Furcho and others. Furcho recently obtained an order from the Northern Cheyenne Tribal Court granting her emergency custody of the boys, who, along with their mother, are enrolled tribal members. She says she's afraid their father is physically abusive. However, no charges have been filed against him. After Furcho took the boys to Montana, their father asked a state judge to order their return. The judge granted that order last week and signed a warrant charging Furcho with felony custodial interference. Furcho and the boys are living on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation while jurisdictional issues are decided. Big Fork School District voters have overwhelmingly approved a $14 million renovation of the high school. Unofficial results Friday showed that 1,810 favored the bond issue and 955 opposed it in the mail ballot election. The high school is 50 years old and has no space for its rising enrollment. School administrators had failed to gain voter approval for renovating the high school twice in the last decade. Montana's timber industry is watching to see if Canadian lumber will soon flood the market. That's because a 9-year-old U.S.-Canada lumber trade agreement expired today. The 2007 agreement was designed to end what American timber producers felt were unfair practices created by Canadian subsidies. Now, U.S. timber companies are barred from raising any trade disputes with Canada for a year. Todd Morgan is director of forest industry research at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
That gives a 1-year period where we're going to see just how much influence unrestricted trade of Canadian lumber will have on the U.S. market. Lumber prices in the U.S. are already pretty low. They've been falling, I'd say, since November, December, and they're down about 30% from where they were about a year ago.
Tricon Timber in St. Regis laid off 90 employees late last month. Sun Mountain Lumber in Deer Lodge shut down the night shift in several of its operations in early September, leaving about 50 people out of work. Dawson Community College in Glendive is cutting faculty jobs and eliminating classes to deal with the budget cuts that come with decreased enrollment. The 2-year school has the equivalent of 221 full-time students this fall. That's compared to 437 in the fall of 2006. The reduced enrollment is often blamed on the boom in job opportunities in the Bakken oil field. The Billings Gazette reports that 6 tenured instructors and half of the college's 120 classes have been cut to address a $315,000 budget shortfall. There are plans to add adjunct professors and offer online classes.
State wildlife officials say the loss of the Land and Water Conservation Fund threatens the federal grants that the state uses to help manage endangered and threatened species. The Independent Record reports Montana has received more than $14.3 million in state wildlife grants from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service since 2000. Adam Brooks of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the end of the Land and Water Conservation Fund could harm the program that focuses on non-game species in need of management, like small birds, reptiles, and amphibians. The fund also paid for $41 million in Habitat Conservation Plan grants to the state since 2002. The grants are used to buy land and easements in threatened and endangered species habitats. Congress let the Land and Water Conservation Fund lapse in September. The Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest reports a new grass and brush fire was discovered this afternoon near Lima. It's burning an estimated 400 to 500 acres, about 7 miles east of Lima Reservoir. The agency says 5 to 15 mile per hour winds are pushing the fire toward Antelope Peak. The Beaverhead County Sheriff's Office is on scene, along with the Lima Volunteer Fire Department. An air tanker has been ordered, and several other resources are on their way to the fire. A Kalispell man has pleaded not guilty to sexually assaulting 2 girls under the age of 5 as they played in a park. The Daily Interlake reports the children identified 26-year-old Christopher Andrew Malson from a photo lineup. He appeared in court Thursday and is being held on $85,000 bail. A trial has been set for January 4th. Malson is accused of assaulting the girls in August. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.